Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, this week, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett became the 21st announced Democratic candidate for president,
yes.
Which causes a specific problem for the Democrats. What is it?
I'm going to say, is it the debates where they can only fit, like, they were going to split them up in two debates, and they could only put, like, 11 on a stage or something
you've got
like that?
There's not enough room at the debates.
Okay.
That's exactly right. We've known for months that there are too many Democrats running for president, but now it's official. Now, the first Democratic debates, and I say debates, are scheduled for June with 10 candidates a night for two nights, 20 spots. Now there's an extra candidate. And the DNC is not happy about this. They don't want to be accused of favoritism like they were in 2016. So they've adopted a policy of pretending we love all our kids equally. But it's like the dining room table is only so big, so they're going to have to make Pete Buttigieg go eat in the garage on a card table.
Sounds like more like WrestleMania than it does like, yeah. Like there's 21 people,
really
two
does.
Nights in June. Yeah.
Do you know how I want to see it? I want him to do 9 each time, and I want him to do it in the Hollywood Square
Where's
format.
Wow. So the DNC has a plan. They're going to get up at the first debate, and they say this debate is overbooked, so we need volunteers to take a later debate for a $300 voucher and a guaranteed spot in the cabinet. Petey, authorities in Norway say they've captured a Russian spy. Who is it?
A beluga whale.
That's right, Petey.
I saw that story.
This week, Norwegian fishermen spotted this beluga whale when they noticed it had this equipment harness on it that was labeled St. Petersburg. Further evidence it was a spy came when they asked it its species, and it said, whale, beluga whale. That they tried to get the whale to talk by waterboarding, and man, was that not effective. So the Russians didn't even deny it. They said, yeah, we've been using whales to spy for years, and also we are told your submarines don't taste good. Get on them. This news is tough for the reputation of whales, so far, until now, seen as innocent in the affairs of men, especially killer whales. Who are now going to have to explain, look, man, it's just my species. I work at the agency as an analyst.
So I have two questions.
Yes, Roxanne.
All right, this harness, I saw a picture of this whale, and it looked like it was too small for him. It looked like, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Didn't it look like
it was
like
a training harness.
Outgrew?
Training.
They grow up, you know, these whales, they grow up so fast. It was just...
Is this the little whale I carry?